a search and rescue drill in the Caspian Sea. Iran's annual exercise involves multiple scenarios, including rescue operations for overturned boats, stranded passenger ships, people overboard, and workers on oil tankers. During the drill, the rescue teams conducted communications and fleet formation changes with the help of lifeboats, motorboats, and tugboats.
The basic idea behind the annual exercise is for the rescue teams to jointly locate a ship or an oil tanker in danger, then go on board and salvage it. But this year's exercise is massive because it involves dozens of helicopters, rescue ships, and at least 200 rescue personnel.
Iranian officials say the regular drill helps protect the region's fragile environment in the wake of the rising volume of oil production by other littoral states, mainly Republic of Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan.
Caspian Sea, because of its special geographic position and also the other sectors that we, you know, this is the biggest lake in the world, but they call it sea. So because of this and also the oil exploration, which is taking place in Caspian Sea, and the marine pollution, which affects that Iranian interest with regard to the clean ocean and safer sea, which is one of the main objectives of the Islamic Republic of Iran and also International Maritime Organization. We are doing this exercise this time in Bandar, in port of Nushahr.
The Iranian officials also say so far cooperation between Iran and other littoral states have only focused on exchanges of high-level visits, personnel communication, and regular consultations. What's missing, they say, is broader cooperation when it comes to protecting the Caspian environment.
The main thing that the Caspian Sea is suffering of is the exploration of the oil without considering the environment. And this is one of the objectives that the Tehran Convention with regard to the protection of Caspian Sea from the oil spill. And we are, the Islamic Republic of Iran is one of the first countries who have accepted this protocol recently. And we are encouraging the littoral state to, join to this protocol.
The Caspian is the world's most easily accessible oil region yet to be fully developed. That's why experts say Western nations, as well as Russia and the former Soviet republics of Azerbaijan, Kazakhstan, and Turkmenistan, are rushing to exploit its vast energy resources. It's also these nations and their rising tanker trade that the United Nations Environment Program blames for the region's new environmental woes. TV Caspian Sea.